A low of 36 tonight with scattered showers at times, maybe a thunderstorm. South to southwest winds 12 to 22 miles per hour. Partly to mostly cloudy and breezy Friday, a high of 43. 26 for low Friday night. Saturday 37, partly cloudy and breezy conditions. And Sunday partly cloudy and quiet with a high of 37. Partly cloudy Monday and 39 degrees.
Won't you wear my ring around your neck to tell the world I'm yours by heck? Let them see your love for me, and let them see by the ring around your neck. Won't you wear my ring around your neck?
Thinks college athletes are making too much bank. Kim thinks COVID was a Chinese prank. But he thinks everything I sing sucks, cause it don't sound like Hank. Oh baby, I think beer goes good with lake and lake. Goes good with a dock and a dock. Goes good with a fish on a hook and a hook. Goes good with a country song. And a song goes good with a smile. And a smile goes good. We need to close the border. Carlos disagrees. Son thinks trans is short for Transformers. And daughter thinks money grows on trees. Cindy thinks the government's tapping her phone. Willie thinks we ought to just all get stoned. Label thinks I'ma get canceled as soon as I put out this song. Hope I don't, but beer goes good with lake and lake. On a hook and a hook goes good with a country song. And a song goes good with a smile. And a smile goes good with a kiss. And a kiss goes good with you. And baby, you go good with me. So good with me. You're my best friend. Yeah, that's my two cents. Baby, I think beer goes good with lake and lake. Goes good with a dock and a dock. Goes good with a fish on a hook and a hook. Goes good with a country song. And a song goes good with a smile. And a smile goes good with a kiss. And a kiss goes good with you. And baby, you.
wake up one day closer to where I'm meant to be. It doesn't really matter if it takes a lifetime to find out what is right for me. 'Cause I take life as a journey. It might toss and turn me, free as a feather, floating through the air. Like the wind that's blowing, I don't know where I'm going, but I'll know when I get there. I wanna see the sunrise, I wanna feel that sunshine my skin. I'm living in the moment. No, I won't look too far ahead. I won't be looking back at things that might have been. 'Cause I take life as a journey.
I got a friend named Whiskey Sam. He was my boonie rat buddy for a year and now. He said, I think my country got a little off track. Took him 25 years to welcome me back. But it's better than not coming back at all. Many a good man I saw fall. And even now, every time I dream, I hear the men and the monkeys in the jungle scream. Drive on. It don't mean nothing. My children love me, but they don't understand. And I got a woman who knows her man. Drive on. It don't mean nothing. It don't mean nothing. Drive on. Well, I remember one night, Tex and me rappled in on a hot LZ. We had our 16s on rock and roll, and with all of that fire, I was scared and cold. I was crazy, and I was wild, and I have seen the tiger smile. I spit in a bamboo viper's face, and I'd be dead, but by God's grace, drive on. It don't mean nothing. My children love me, but they don't understand. And I got a woman who knows her man. Drive on. It don't mean nothing. It don't mean nothing. Drive on. It was a slow walk in a sad rain, and nobody tried to be John Wayne. I came home, but Tex did not, and I can't talk about the hit he got. But I got a little limp now when I walk, and I got a little tremolo when I talk. But my letter read from Whiskey Sam, you're a walking, talking miracle from Vietnam. Drive on. It don't mean nothing. My children love me, but they don't understand. And I got a woman who knows her man. Drive on. It don't mean nothing. It don't mean nothing. Drive on.
Welcome to the pregame show tonight, sponsored by Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. We have a great local matchup. It always is when River Valley and Richland Center play. The Hornets are at the Blackhawks' home gym coming up in Southwest Wisconsin Conference Boys Basketball. Welcome to tonight's pregame show.
This is Garrett with Vitesnik Power Sports and V2 Boat Center. How many summers do you have to create everlasting memories that will last a lifetime? Come and see how we can help you create more family time with friends, just more time with a new boat. Join us at our in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th at Vitesnik's in Richland Center and take advantage of savings up to $16,000. New boat, new experiences, and new savings at Vitesnik Power Sports, Richland Center, and V2 Boat Center, Castle Rock Lake.
Boscobel plays at Darlington in area girls basketball, Royal at New Lisbon, Bangor at Nisida, Hillsboro travels to Brookwood, Oneiwok Center at Cashton, Baraboo at Sauk Prairie, and Reedsburg at Portage. In the SWAL boys basketball, Fenimore at Riverdale, Boscobel at Southwestern, Cuba City plays at Mineral Point, and Darlington at Iowa Grant. Weston is at Lafarge in the Ridge and Valley, along with North Crawford at Seneca and Kickapoo at Waseca Steuben. Hillsboro travels to Brookwood, Viroqua at Westby. In the Southwest Conference, Prairie du Chien at Platteville, Dodgeville at Lancaster, and Richland Center is at River Valley.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
When you hear the word convenience, you've got to think Right Way Plaza at the intersection of Highways 14 and 23, Spring Green. Right Way Plaza has a fresh deli stocked with great-tasting treats and all your favorite drinks chilled to your satisfaction. The atmosphere is top-notch. Plus, take advantage of the Fuel Rewards program offering great savings, and there's an environmentally friendly car wash that's second to none. Stop by Right Way Plaza, Right Way Plaza, Spring Green.
Joining us is River Valley boys coach Luke Thatcher. Luke, looks like the team has been, again, a little bit up and down this year. Is that a little bit of a sign of a young team?
I don't think it's so much a young team, just as it is the consistency in our play. I think when we shoot the ball well, if we're able to run our offense the way we want to, I think we find a rhythm and we're able to put some points up. I think, we've obviously played some very tough opponents. We've done some great things in those games. We've done some poor things in those games, and I think the hope is we come tournament time, we solidify who we are and manage some of those moments a little bit better than what we've done against some of these better teams.
As you look at it, though, if you finish strong here, you got a chance to end with double-digit wins, don't you?
That isn't something I really look at. I couldn't tell you what our record is off the top of my head right now. I know there's some coaches that would disagree with that. I really do take it in that old sports cliche, the day to day. I take a look at who's next on the board. In this case, it's the Richland Center Hornets, and we're hoping to go 1-0.
When you face the Hornets, I know last time you really got off to a quick start on them, and that's probably key in any game for River Valley, isn't it?
I hope so. You know, we have typically responded better in the second half and played better in the second half than we have in the first half. But again, in the Richland Center game, I thought we came out of the chutes hot and we were able to keep the gas on for most of the game. I would definitely like to do something similar, although I bet Richland Center has different plans for us in that regard.
Well, I know you have some taller players, too. Size-wise, it's a pretty good matchup for River Valley, isn't it?
It is. You know, when with Javon Willie back, you know, into our starting rotation, he played awfully well against Richland Center last time, and I think he was able to neutralize some of the bigs from center. But, you know, we're going to get a scrappy game tonight. I think Richland Center does a great job doing some of the blue-collar work. They're diving for loose balls. They'll play a gritty game, and they keep other teams on their toes. And the longer they can make the game stay at that pace, the more chance they have at success with some things. We have a ton of respect for what they do and how they do it, and it's certainly not a game that we're overlooking by any stretch.
The seeding will be coming up in a week or so, and I'm not sure exactly what all goes into the computer program, but if it went by River Valley and the strength of schedule you have, I would guess you get some points for the teams and the winning records that you played against, Luke.
I would hope so. But again, come tournament time, it really doesn't matter where we get seated. Sure, it's nice to get a home game. It's nice to get a bye if that's there. I don't see that being in the cards for us. But at the same time, you got to be playing your best basketball at that time. How many times have we seen the home teams get beat because they're not playing the style of basketball or the way that they need to be successful? So that's always the hope for us. Again, the practices, the reps are so important at this stage of the game that we're getting things right and timing and personnel and obviously with a little luck to stay healthy.
What is the best game that your team has played this year, do you think?
Oh, boy. I think we've played Platteville pretty well a couple times. I really like the way that we played when we went to Lakeside Lutheran. And those are all losses against teams that are better than we are, but I liked how we brought a fight to them in certain moments of it, and we've gelled on the offensive end, and we've executed on the defensive end. But to pick a game that I feel like we've played our best, I think that one's yet to come, sir.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate you joining us, Luke. Good luck to you and the team the rest of the way.
Look forward to seeing you. I always appreciate our time.
All right. Luke Thatcher joining us for WRCO Sports.
Home sweet home. Is it a dream or a reality? When it comes to buying or selling a home, Seifert Realty can help make your dreams come true. At Seifert Realty, it's not just about buying or selling a property or home. It's about understanding your needs, your desires, helping you navigate through the real estate process, making your home sweet home a reality. Seifert Realty. Call 608-604-6039 or log on to KimberlySeifert.exprealty.com.
It wasn't cheap, but it's what you've always wanted. Comfort, convenience, and all the toys. Of course, we do live in Wisconsin, home of big deer and big snow. Four-Way Auto to the rescue. Located on Highway 14 near Spring Green, you receive the service and experience you need to make sure your ride is looking its best. Need to store something? Four-Way Auto can help with that as well. See it for affordable body service, 24-hour towing and storage, 588-7558. Four-Way Auto, Spring Green.
Good evening, sports fans, from Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Did you know Pamela's does formal wear you can purchase or rent? Do you need a shirt or a tuxedo for a wedding, prom, or a special event? Pamela's will assist with any style selection, color consideration, professional measuring and fitting. So stop by for your formal wear at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Have you checked your fire extinguisher's expiration date lately? Time goes faster than we think. The Richards Insurance Agency encourages you to check the expiration date on your fire extinguishers, smoke alarms, and carbon monoxide detectors. Take a moment to check them and to remind yourself where they are, so if needed, you can find them. Call Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137 or 524-2400 or visit richardsinsure.com.
Brian Poles joins us, Richland Center boys basketball coach. Brian, a win over Wazika Steuben. What were you most pleased with in that game Tuesday night?
Well, I was happy, obviously, with the outcome. Anytime you have a, a young team like we do, getting a win is just so important for our development, for, you know, our mental state. So that was great. You know, as far as some of the aspects in the game, I thought, you know, we started a little sluggish, and then, you know, we did pick up the effort level. We got the ball inside. We took advantage of our size advantage. And it was one of those games that, you know, we just had to patiently, methodically, you know, take advantage of that. And then we slowly built that lead. We went on a nice little run there in the second half, got a couple of chances in transition, and Jaden Shep made a couple of big threes. So a lot of good contributions. You know, Garrison Weiss had a nice game finishing around the rim. So just a nice step forward. And, you know, on a night when, you know, Wes Bosworth, our leading scorer, was in some foul trouble and couldn't produce like he normally does. So it was good to see those other guys step up.
Well, River Valley, second time around, and, you know, they've had kind of an interesting year. It seems like they've won a few games that were, you know, maybe a little bit of a surprise. Maybe they've lost a few that were a surprise, Ryan.
Yeah, and I think that goes to just, you know, the inconsistency of youth. And I know he's playing a lot of sophomores and juniors. So, you know, maybe similar to us in that regard. But I think in general, Coach Thatcher does a great job of they come out and they play really hard. You know, I was watching the first game that we played them. You know, they really, that first 7-8 minutes, I think they got out to a 17-0 run. They were pressing. They got their hands on a lot of basketballs, a lot of tips, forced some turnovers. So we've got to be able to come out and match their effort and intensity level, especially those first 4 or 5 minutes, just kind of get in the flow of the game and go from there.
I think that they've had a real tough schedule, too. I look at their schedule. They play a lot of Madison area schools, yeah. So they're pretty well tested, aren't they?
Yeah, he always has a really tough non-conference schedule, so you got to give him credit for that. And that helps them in the long run. The later they get in the season, all those experiences against those tougher schools, it definitely pays off. And, you know, that's exactly the way to approach it. And, you know, you're going to take some lumps against some of those bigger schools, but you just hope that you're better off for it in the long run.
So when you play River Valley, it's an event, isn't it? These are the ones you look forward to as the most in the conference, don't you?
It is. It's always, even, you know, going back to, you know, playing myself, River Valley has always been the school in the conference that is our rival. You know, we're close. I think some of the kids know each other from all the sports that they're in. You know, so it's always a fun night, whether we go there or they come here. You know, the communities, you know, I think a lot of community members know each other, so it's fun in that regard. And so every time we get a chance to play them, it's a great opportunity.
When you play River Valley, you know, matchup wise, Luke's got some tall players, especially off his bench. So you know, it isn't such an easy cakewalk on the inside for your taller players too, is it?
Yeah, size wise, we match up in a number of spots. Javon Willie, he's really come on recently. You know, 6'6" senior. He's really played well for Coach Thatcher. So, you know, somebody like him with our size inside, whether that's Garrison or Liam or Wes, it's a good matchup. But they've got other kids, too, that come in that are 6'3", 6'4". So one of the bigger teams probably besides Platteville in our conference. So from that aspect, matches up. You know, he's got a couple of good shooters. One in his son, junior guard. I think he shot the ball really well against us the first time. So our guards are going to have to match up and play well. We're really going to have to just try do our best to control tempo and limit those turnovers and make it a half-court game and see if we can keep it close and see if we can execute down the stretch.
Excellent, Brian. Thanks for joining us, and good luck against River Valley.
Thank you, Phil.
Hornet boys basketball coach Brian Poles on the pregame show.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to local sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From River Valley High School, hello everyone. Welcome to tonight's basketball matchup between the visiting Richland Center Hornets and the host River Valley Blackhawks. Early tonight, River Valley was a winner in JV action, final score of 75-34. It is a youth basketball night. Lots of youth in attendance here tonight, and a well-attended basketball game as well between two longtime rivals. River Valley comes in with a record of 8-12, and Richland Center at 4-17. Right now, it is time to recognize our troops serving and continuing to serve, and it is time for our national anthem from River Valley High School. Of Matt Snow, the River Valley High School Pep Band. More in a moment from our VHS on WRCO and WRCO.com.
I'm Joanne Krulatz, president of the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County. Teens are becoming independent. You can play a role in their health and safety. Their brain is still developing and uniquely vulnerable to substance use. You can help young people in your life to make that one choice not to use substances. You can also help parents in our community to discourage underage drinking. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Cardinal Insulating Glass is proud to be a supporter of River Valley Sports. Cardinal IG is the premier insulating glass manufacturer in all of North America. The Cardinal IG plant in Spring Green has been in business in the area over the last 40-plus years. Cardinal IG is proud to be a part of the Spring Green community by providing a clean, safe, and desirable workplace for its team members, along with minimizing impact on our precious environment by producing energy-efficient windows for all.
Here are the starters for tonight's game. For visiting Richland Center, number one, freshman Jaden Shepp. Number three, sophomore Brady Dosh. Number 40, a junior, Garrison Weiss. Number 42, Liam Fingerson, a sophomore. And number 44, junior, Wes Bosworth. River Valley, zero, Houston Thatcher, he's a junior. Number three, Owen Bailey, a senior. Number 11, Cole Knapfeld, he is a senior. Sam Poppy, number 14, a junior. And number 32, senior, Javin Willey. Those are the starters for tonight. Weiss will jump center here for Richland Center. And for River Valley, it is Willey. The officials getting a few final notes from the bench. The score is tabled, and the ball comes to center circle. We hope you enjoy it tonight on the radio. Weiss against Willie, and oh, a little bit of the official dropped the ball. They're going to try again. Rejump. Here we go. Tip is controlled by Richland Center, picked up by Bosworth, and we are underway. Bosworth, left side, held up by Shep. Now Bosworth, back it goes to Shep in the corner. Jaden drives out toward the half-court line, starts it over to Dosh. Far side, taken by Liam Fingerson. Fingerson back to Shep, quick inside Bosworth, in the lane, goes up, tries to throw it low, stolen by Willie. Out to Thatcher. Up ahead it goes. On the drive, there's Knapfeld, and he scores. And we are underway here at our VHS. 2-0 the score in favor of the Blackhawks. Hornets break it down for Liam Fingerson, trying to get a layup. Up, no good. Tip last by River Valley and out of bounds. So it will be Richland Center basketball underneath the hoop by the band, or where the band was formerly sitting. Wes Bosworth inbounding from the end of the gym. Lobs it in to Dosh. Now near side Fingerson on the left wing. Fingerson puts it on the floor. Bounces into Wes Bosworth. out to Jaden Sheff. Three on the way, and it bounces high and off. Rebound by Weiss. Garrison back up, hooks a shot, it won't go. Javon Willie with the rebound. River Valley cleans the glass, and they'll bring it out now. Set it up here on the near side, Cole Nabefeld. Top of the wheel, Poppy. Left side now, entry pass to Willie. Kicks it back to the corner, Owen Bailey. Back to Willie, turnaround 10-footer, no good. Rebound by Liam Fingerson and the Hornets. Out it goes to Jaden Sheff. Sheff crosses the timeline, slows it up, gives to Bosworth now. And the Hornets work it around. 2-0 River Valley early on. Jaden Sheff in front of the River Valley bench. Back to Fingerson at the top of the circle. Liam, left side, dosh, entry pass, knocked away, stolen by Bailey. Up ahead it goes to Thatcher, and he has it knocked out of bounds, blocked by Brady Dosh. Good athletic effort by Brady, stopping a layup. So Bailey will put it in play. Owen gives the ball a tap. Screens are set across the lane. Quick inbound. Quick shot. Good by Nabefeld. Cole's got all 4 points. 4-0 River Valley. Pass comes in play, and River Valley facing the full court press. Ball knocked away, I should say. Richland Center facing it. River Valley gets a steal. Bailey goes up for a shot. No good. Bosworth with the rebound, and West is fouled. First foul of the game. That's going to be whistled on number three, Owen Bailey. It will be Richland Center basketball. Wes Bosworth puts it in play. Caught far side there by Fingerson. Moves it back to Sheff. Airmails it to Fingerson, breaking it down for a two-on-one. Liam goes in. No shot. Foul called on the shot. He'll go to the free throw line. Liam Fingerson coming off perhaps his best varsity game. Certainly the best of the year. The other night it was Zeke Steuben, netting 22 points. So he goes to the free throw line. Fingerson looking to get the Hornets on the board. Free throw number one is good. So he'll get one more. 4-1, River Valley. Liam gets the ball from the official. Here comes the second throw, and it is on the iron and no good. Javon Willie with the rebound. Outlet pass now, and Houston Thatcher, top of the circle, moves right side, throws it off to Bailey. Bailey looks for a cutter, drives to the baseline, cut off, fires it back to Thatcher for three, no good, gets his own miss, saves it on the end line, back to Bailey. Around the wheel it goes, left side, Poppy. Now Bailey right side, Poppy throws it low, there's Willie, challenging up and good. Javon Willie makes it 6-1, River Valley early on. Here's Fingerson bringing it across, Dosh, fast break, throws it high.